Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama, daf Kuf Zayin. At the top of our daf, we learn the halacha of Rabbah. If Reuven claims that he lent Shimon, let's say, $200, and Shimon admits that he borrowed, but he only borrowed $100, and that's all he's required to pay, and nobody can prove their own position. So this is the concept that's known as Mode B'miktzas. It's when a person admits to a partial requirement to repay. Mipnei ma amra Torah modeh b'miktzas hata'ana yishava, that he is required to take a oath, that Shimon has to take a oath that he's not required the entire claim of $200. And before we explain the Gemara's answer, let's understand this further. Why should Shimon not actually be believed? Shimon denied the entire amount. He says, I don't owe you anything. Reuven claims he owes him 200. He'd be exempt from taking an oath if he denies the whole thing. Now, this straightforward guy, Shimon, he seems to be willing to pay. He's literally saying, I owe you money and I'm going to pay it to you. He owes that money, albeit only part of the claim. Mode b'miktzas. He has to take an oath. He has to take a shvua. What's the idea? Well, this widespread concept, which will come up again in our journey through Seder Nezikin, when it comes to different types of situations where a person owes money to somebody else and they're willing to say that they owe some money but aren't going to commit to the entire amount that's being requested of them. So the Gemara has this concept called Chazaka in Adam Me'iz Panav Bifnei Baal Chovo. There's a Chazaka. If Reuven lent Shimon this money, there's a fast-held rule, a chazaka, a given of sorts, of human nature, if you will, that Shimon won't have the chutzpah to lie of a me'iz panav before the person that he owes money. He received this loan. He's going to lie to the guy's face. And if Shimon were to deny the entire loan ever happened, then it would seem the loan never took place, and Shimon is believed. But modeh b'miktzas, it's not the greatest chutzpah, as Shimon is admitting to the loan in essence. He's saying, I owe you money. You gave that to me. We believe him on this, but maybe he didn't admit to the full 200 because he simply doesn't have the money to pay back. So he admitted to 100 and therefore he takes a shvua. Comes Rav Nevinsel in his beautiful Parsha essay, Sichos ala Parsha, Chelek Dalet, in the section on Bamidbar, discussing in Parshas Balak. This is on page 219. And Rav Nevinsel pulls out the lesson for life. He says, who does Shimon actually fool when he admits the $100? The lender knows he gave 200, and in his eye, he gave the other person he lent the money to 200. In his eyes, Shimon will remain a liar, even when he admits on the 100. The judges have no way to verify the truth. Nobody, so his word against his word. Now, why doesn't Shimon just walk in and deny the whole loan? Rav Nevinsel's words are, kichashuv, Lishmar al tadmit chiyuvit b'nei atzmo. He has to maintain himself, his own self-image. How people see him, he looks like a good guy. He's paying back money. And therefore, he doesn't want to ruin that. So hud modek b'ma'at. So he admits to a little bit. Kedei lachush, shuhu adam hagun, hamachzir avot. So he looks, I'm going to say I owe a little bit of money so that it will feel like he's a good guy, that he gives back, he pays back loans. This is the depth of this concept of modeh b'miktzas. The Torah goes that far into a person's psyche, a person's mind, that he also wants to keep that money, but he also wants to look like a good guy to everyone around him. Even if he's actually only a good guy in his own eyes. With this, Rav Nevinsel explains why the Torah describes in such detail the personality of Bilam, who deep down all along knows the truth that Hashem is going to be in charge of what's going to happen in the story. But outwardly, he puts on this air, I'm invincible, I can do what I want, he's an arrogant guy, I can go around, I can walk, even if Hashem tells me no, nothing can stop me. Because in truth, there's a Bilam Kata, there's a little Bilam, there's a Bilam inside of all of us. Sometimes we have these contradictions. The only person we end up fooling when on the outside we put on a certain costume, a certain way to the world, this is who we are. But on the inside, we know that we're actually lying to the whole world. That's the message of our daf today. Be real, be truthful, not just externally, but internally as well.